It was a definite choice of mine right at the beginning that I didn't want to say, here's the history of astronomy, here's the history of physics, here's the history of biology. Partly because those disciplinary histories have been told to some extent. I mean, if you're an astronomer, you know, actually, because it's part of your training, that in the past there was people like Copernicus and Newton, and then you have people like Edwin Hubble in the 20th century and the idea of the expanding universe, and now we have all kinds of different astronomies like X-ray astronomy and radio astronomy and all those. So different disciplines sort of tell their own history. What they don't often see is the connections between them. And one of the very interesting things about 20th century science is that a lot of the really exciting stuff has happened at the edges of disciplines. So, for example, a subject like molecular biology, the study of how very large molecules are very important for living processes and cells, that's as much chemistry as it is biology, and it relies on the techniques of physics. So it's a subject that you can only get a grasp of if you get an understanding of three very different, very important disciplines. So I was determined to write a book to get a sense of how science changes in the 20th century by looking at interconnections between disciplines. And then there was the thing about, well, how do you tell a global story? Because I wanted to not just tell a national story. Again, partly because we know we get told national stories, so there are heroes of British science, for example, that people know, but people may not know the heroes of Russian science or Australian science or Indian science. So what I wanted to do was make sure that there was a good mixture of national stories, and also that makes sense for science. I mean, science is an enterprise that does try to go beyond global national boundaries. It aims to produce universal knowledge, I suppose, rather than working particularly in different countries. So national stories wasn't going to work. So then the question was, how do I divide up this book? How do I tell a coherent and interesting and exciting story, do it justice, without falling into the trap of saying, here's what happened in the United States, here's what happened in Germany, and so on. And it can be done. And the trick I found was to look out for, in different times during the 20th century, there has been themes that have come out. And by exploring those themes, you can tie together disciplines and you can tie together the contributions of different countries.